Okay, so get this. 43 monkeys
Wow.
on the loose
Oh my
in
gosh.
South Carolina.
No way.
Residents are being told to lock their doors and windows.
Seriously.
Sounds like a movie,
Right.
but it's actually happening. We're
Wow.
diving deep into it
Yeah,
today.
okay.
We've got some news articles
All right.
from CBS News and the Hilton Head Island Packet.
Interesting.
They give us different angles on this whole thing.
Yeah.
We're going to unpack exactly what happened,
Okay.
why it matters, and maybe it can cover some surprising details
I'm intrigued.
along the way.
It's definitely a captivating
Right.
story. And 43 monkeys
That's a lot of monkeys.
running loose.
Yeah.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So these articles tell us the escape happened at
Oh.
a place called Alpha Genesis,
Alpha
a
Genesis.
research facility
Okay.
in Beaufort County.
Interesting.
And we're not talking about like
Yeah.
your average everyday monkeys. These escapees were young,
Okay.
female,
Okay.
rhesus macaque monkeys.
Rhesus macaques.
Apparently, they'd never been used for testing
Oh, really?
because of their age.
Makes sense.
But still,
Yeah.
43 monkeys.
It begs the question,
I know.
how on earth did this happen?
Right, yeah.
Like, how?
Well, it seems like just a classic
Yeah.
case of human error.
Oh, no.
You know, according to the articles, a caretaker left a door unsecured,
Wow.
and those clever primates
Yeah.
seized the opportunity.
They saw their
The
chance.
CEO of Alpha Genesis
Oh, wow.
even called it a follow the leader scenario.
Oh, so they all just kind of
Yeah,
followed each other out?
exactly.
Yeah.
But the same CEO
Yeah.
was previously quoted as saying,
Uh-oh.
escaped monkeys
Okay.
always return.
Always return. So either these monkeys missed that memo, or they're planning something a little more adventurous. A little more adventurous than just a quick jaunt around the neighborhood.
Exactly.
Wow.
And get this.
Yeah.
This isn't Alpha Genesis's first
Oh, really?
monkey rodeo.
Wait.
They've had escapes before.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Our
Seriously.
sources mentioned several incidents
For like how many?
between 2014 and 2016.
Wow, over multiple years.
Yeah. In one case, a monkey was never found.
Oh
And
no.
in another,
Yeah.
a monkey died
Oh my God.
after being darted.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, makes you wonder about the.
The security measures
Yeah,
at this facility.
definitely raises some red flags.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Hilton Head Island Packet article
Okay.
mentions that Alpha Genesis was fined
Oh, wow.
over $12,000.
Seriously,
Yeah.
for these previous escapes,
For the escapes.
plus other violations,
Of what?
improper social grouping,
Oh, wow.
instances of severe dehydration among the monkeys.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
It's concerning.
Definitely.
Sounds like this latest escape
Yeah.
could be part of a bigger pattern.
It's possible.
Yeah.
And this time, with 43 monkeys loose,
Right.
the potential consequences
Yeah.
are amplified.
Right. So while authorities are out there
Yeah.
trying to wrangle these monkeys,
Round them up.
we're left wondering, could this be a turning point
Oh, interesting.
for Alpha Genesis?
For Alpha Genesis.
Will this incident force them to reevaluate
Yeah.
their practices and security?
It's certainly possible.
Okay.
This escape has garnered a lot of media attention.
That's true.
And with the facility's history of
Yeah.
violations,
Right.
it's likely to draw scrutiny
Oh, yeah.
from regulatory agencies as well.
Okay, so we've got this research facility with a questionable track record,
Right.
43 missing monkeys,
Wow.
and a whole lot of unanswered questions.
How many
But
questions?
before we get into the potential fallout,
Okay.
let's take a closer look.
At the monkeys themselves.
Okay.
These aren't just any monkeys.
Right?
They're rhesus macaques.
Rhesus
And what makes
macaques.
this
Ooh,
species
mix them.
so unique?
Rhesus macaques are known for being bold, curious, and highly adaptable. They can thrive in a variety of environments,
Interesting.
which might explain why
Yeah.
they were chosen for
Right,
research.
research in the first place, right?
Right, exactly.
And speaking of adaptability,
Okay.
these monkeys have
Yeah.
a pretty interesting backstory.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
They were originally
Uh-huh.
from Morgan Island,
Morgan Island.
also known as Monkey Island.
Monkey
It's
Island.
an island off the coast of South Carolina
Okay.
that's home to a free-ranging colony of rhesus macaques.
So they're already used to
Right.
being in the wild.
Exactly.
Wow.
These monkeys were brought to Alpha Genesis
Okay.
From Monkey Island.
From Monkey Island.
For something they call conditioning.
Conditioning.
Basically getting them accustomed to being around.
To people.
People.
So they're comfortable around humans.
Yes.
And they can survive in the wild.
It's a potent combination.
Yeah.
Especially for a monkey on the run.
A monkey on the run.
Exactly.
And it adds another layer of complexity to this situation.
Right.
The fact that they came from a free-ranging environment and were then conditioned to be around humans raises questions.
About how they'll behave.
In the wild now that they've escaped.
Because their behavior might be different.
Totally.
From monkeys who've never lived outside of a facility.
Exactly.
Right.
Precisely.
And this brings up another important point.
Okay.
The CDC's involvement.
The CDC?
The Centers for Disease Control.
Oh, wow.
Why are they involved?
Why are they involved?
Well, they confirmed that Alpha Genesis is a registered importer of non-human primates.
Interesting.
This means they have to follow specific rules about importing, quarantining, and using these animals.
Of course.
The CDC has also released a statement. About the escape.
Yeah.
Saying there's a low public health risk.
Low public health risk.
As long as people.
As long as people.
Don't get too close to the monkeys.
Which is probably good advice, right? I mean, these are wild animals.
They are.
Even if they have been conditioned to be around people.
Absolutely.
It's important to remember that they could bite, scratch, or even spit if they feel threatened.
So admire them from a distance.
Yeah.
Got it.
But what about their chances of survival?
That's a good question.
Out there. Yeah. They're facing a whole new set of challenges.
I know.
Now that they're on their own.
Right.
True.
Yeah.
But remember, these monkeys are adaptable.
Yeah, they are.
They've already proven they can survive on Monkey Island.
Right.
And they're familiar with the South Carolina environment.
Right.
The question is, how well will their conditioning to humans prepare them for the challenges of the wild?
All right. So we've got a group of adaptable monkeys.
Yeah.
With a unique history.
Right.
On the loose.
Mm-hmm.
A research facility.
Yeah.
With a less than stellar track record. And a whole lot of unknowns.
True.
About what might happen next.
Yeah.
This is getting more and more intriguing.
I know.
By the minute.
Right.
What does all this mean for the future?
What does it mean?
Of these monkeys.
Yeah.
And for the community they've escaped into.
That's what we're going to explore next.
Okay.
We'll delve into the potential implications of this escape, including the impact on the local ecosystem.
Right.
And the debate surrounding animal research.
Interesting.
This story has so many layers. And we're just scratching the surface.
I can't wait to dive in.
Let's do it.
We're back.
And we're picking up right where we left off.
With those 43
rhesus macaque monkeys.
On the loose.
Yeah.
In South Carolina.
They might be enjoying their newfound freedom.
Right.
But their presence in the wild raises some important questions.
About the ecosystem.
About the delicate balance of the local ecosystem.
That's a crucial point.
While these monkeys are native to Asia.
Right.
They've proven to be quite adaptable.
Remember, they were originally brought to Morgan Island.
Morgan Island.
Also known as
Monkey Island.
Monkey Island, right.
Where they established a thriving colony.
So they're not exactly strangers to surviving in a non-native environment.
Exactly.
However, their time at Alpha Genesis.
Right.
Where they were conditioned to be around humans.
Around humans.
Might have altered their behavior in ways that could impact their ability to thrive.
In a truly wild setting.
So their conditioning could be like.
It could be like.
A double-edged sword.
A double-edged sword.
On the one hand.
Yeah.
They might be less fearful of humans.
Which could make them more vulnerable.
Yeah.
But on the other hand.
Yeah.
They might be more resourceful.
When it comes to
finding food and shelter.
Yeah.
Especially in areas
where
humans are present.
Exactly.
It's a complex interplay of factors.
It's hard to predict.
It makes it difficult.
How they'll fare in the long run.
Yeah.
And then there's the question of their impact.
On the existing ecosystem.
We touched on this earlier.
We did.
But it's worth exploring further.
It is.
Could these monkeys become...
Could they become...
What's called an invasive species?
It's a real possibility.
Is it?
If these monkeys aren't recaptured, they could start competing with
native
squirrels and birds.
For food.
For food.
Disrupting the balance.
Potentially disrupting the balance.
Of the ecosystem.
Of the ecosystem.
They might even...
Might even introduce...
Diseases or parasites.
That's a sobering thought.
It is.
It's a reminder that even seemingly small actions,
yeah,
like
a caretaker,
leaving a door open, can have unintended consequences,
yeah,
that ripple outwards.
Absolutely.
And in this case, the consequences could be
significant,
both for the monkeys,
right,
and for the environment they've entered.
So what's being done?
Yeah, what is being done
to address these potential risks?
Besides trying to recapture the monkeys?
Well, the first step is monitoring the situation closely.
Okay.
Wildlife officials are tracking the monkeys' movements and assessing their behavior.
So they're keeping an eye on them.
Yeah.
Got it.
They're also working to educate the public about the potential risks.
And the importance of not interacting.
With the monkeys. Makes sense. You don't want people
trying to
feed them. Or even worse, trying to catch them.
Exactly. Any interaction with humans could further complicate the situation.
Okay.
And potentially hinder efforts.
To recapture them. Okay. So we've got
monitoring education.
And of course, the ongoing recapture efforts. But let's say.
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
That they can't recapture all the monkeys.
What then? That's the million-dollar question.
I know.
If they can't be recaptured, it's possible that they could establish a new breeding population in the area.
A new monkey island. Right here in South Carolina.
It's not outside the realm of possibility.
Wow.
And if that were to happen, it would raise a whole host.
Oh, yeah. Of new challenges. And considerations.
What kind of considerations?
Wildlife management officials would have to develop a long-term plan for managing this new population, taking into account the potential impact on native species and the overall ecosystem.
Wow. So this seemingly simple story.
Yeah.
About some escaped monkeys. Has turned into this complex puzzle. With potentially far-reaching implications. It's fascinating, but also a little unsettling.
I agree.
It really underscores.
It does.
How interconnected we are.
We are.
With the natural world. And how even seemingly isolated incidents. Can have ripple effects. That we might not. Fully anticipate.
And
it brings us back.
To alphagenesis.
And their role in all of this. Their history of escapes. And violations. Raises some serious questions.
It does.
About their practices.
And their responsibility. For the situation.
Absolutely.
This incident is likely to draw increased scrutiny. From regulatory agencies. The USDA, Overseas Animal Research Facilities, will likely conduct a thorough investigation. To determine if alphagenesis violated any regulation. And if so, what penalties should be imposed.
So there could be
some
serious consequences.
For alphagenesis. It's certainly possible.
They've already faced fines.
Right.
For previous escapes. And this time, with a larger number of monkeys involved. And the potential.
For greater ecological impact.
Yeah.
The penalties. Could be more severe.
It seems like this escape could be. A turning point.
For alphagenesis.
Forcing them to make major changes to their operations.
Yeah.
And security measures.
I think that's a reasonable assumption.
This incident has highlighted.
The potential risks.
Associated with keeping primates.
In captivity. And it's likely to fuel the debate. Surrounding animal research. Particularly the use of primates.
That's a whole other layer of complexity.
It is.
The ethics of using animals in research.
It's
been debated.
It has.
For decades. And this incident is likely to add fuel to that fire. Those who oppose animal research will point to this escape as evidence. Of the inherent risks involved. And the potential for harm. To both animals and the environment.
And
those who support animal research.
Right.
Will argue
that it's essential for scientific progress.
For scientific progress.
And ultimately benefits.
Benefits.
Both humans and animals.
Exactly.
That's a complex issue.
It is, with no easy answers.
No easy answers. But incidents like this
force
us to confront,
these
ethical dilemmas.
These ethical dilemmas.
And to carefully consider.
Carefully consider.
The potential consequences of our actions.
The potential consequences.
Okay, so we've covered,
The
potential ecological impact.
The ecological impact.
The regulatory scrutiny.
The regulatory scrutiny.
Facing alphagenesis.
Facing alphagenesis.
And the broader.
Ethical debate.
The ethical debate.
Surrounding animal research.
Surrounding animal research.
But what about.
What about.
The human element.
The human element.
How are people?
Yeah. How are the people?
Living in the area.
Living in the area.
Reacting to all of this.
It's a mix of emotions.
What kind of emotions?
Some people are
concerned about.
Especially those who live.
Yeah.
Near the facility.
Near the facility.
Or in areas.
Okay.
Where the monkeys have been spotted.
So they're worried about it.
They're worried about their safety.
Okay.
And the potential for property damage.
Right.
Others are more intrigued.
Intrigued.
By the whole situation.
By the whole situation.
They see it as a novelty.
Oh. Like
a chance to catch a glimpse of something unusual.
Of something unusual.
In their everyday lives.
I can imagine it's quite a sight.
I'm sure it is.
To see a group of monkeys.
To see a group of monkeys.
Running through your neighborhood.
Running through your neighborhood.
Yeah.
But it's important to remember
that
these are wild animals.
They are wild animals.
And they can be.
Unpredictable.
Unpredictable.
Authorities are urging residents to exercise caution.
Exercise caution.
Keep their distance.
Keep their distance.
And avoid any interaction.
Any interaction.
With the monkeys.
With the monkeys.
So no monkey selfies.
Definitely not advisable.
While they might seem.
They might seem.
Cute and harmless.
Cute and harmless.
Yeah.
They could bite, scratch,
mm-hmm.
or even smit.
Ew.
If they feel threatened.
Okay, so admire them from afar.
Admire them from afar.
Got it.
But what about the search efforts?
The search efforts.
Any updates?
Any updates on how those are progressing?
As of Friday, November 8th.
Okay.
There's been no indication.
No indication.
That any of the monkeys.
Any of the monkeys.
Have been captured.
So 43 monkeys are still out there.
43 monkeys.
Enjoying their taste of freedom.
Enjoying their taste of freedom.
That's hard to believe.
It is a remarkable situation.
It is.
And it's a reminder
that
nature often has its own plans.
Its own plans.
Even in the face of our best efforts.
To control it.
To control it.
Well, it seems like this story.
This story.
Is far from over.
Far from over.
We'll have to keep our eyes peeled.
We'll have to keep our eyes peeled.
For any updates.
For any updates.
On the search.
On the search.
And the ultimate fate.
And the ultimate fate.
Of these runaway monkeys.
Of these runaway monkeys.
Indeed. And as we learn more.
As we learn more.
We'll continue to delve into the many layers.
The many layers.
Of this fascinating.
Fascinating.
A complex story.
A complex story.
We've been talking about these escaped monkeys in South Carolina from our perspective.
Right.
But it makes you wonder.
Makes you wonder what.
What's going through their minds.
What's going on in those little monkey brains.
Right.
It's fascinating to consider.
I know.
Isn't it? To try and imagine.
To imagine the world.
The world.
Like, what is it like for them.
Suddenly be.
To suddenly be.
Unfamiliar world.
Unfamiliar world.
They've spent their lives.
They've spent their lives.
In a controlled environment.
In very controlled environment.
Right.
And now they're navigating a world.
A world full of.
Full of new sights.
Sounds and smells. Profound. Sensory overload.
Right.
I bet it's a mix of exhilarating.
Exhilarating.
And terrifying.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Do you think they're scared?
I think there's definitely an element of fear.
And remember.
Yes.
These monkeys were conditioned to be around.
Humans.
Humans.
It makes you wonder.
Do you think that makes them more likely?
More likely.
To approach people.
To approach people.
Even if they're
warned not to.
Right. It's a possibility.
It is a possibility.
Their conditioning might override.
Override.
Their natural instincts to be wary.
To be wary.
Of humans.
Yeah.
Of humans.
And that could create a dangerous situation.
A dangerous situation. For both the monkeys.
For both the monkeys.
And the people they encounter.
And the people.
So while some people might be tempted.
Tempted to get it.
To get a closer look.
A closer look.
Or even try to interact with these monkeys. It's crucial to remember.
It's so important to remember.
That they're wild animals.
Wild animals.
They are.
Exactly.
They're unpredictable.
And they could react defensively.
Yeah.
if they feel threatened.
If they feel threatened.
It's best to admire them from a distance.
Admire them from a distance.
And let the professionals handle it.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
In this deep dive.
We've gone deep.
We've talked about...
The escape itself.
The escape.
Rape itself.
The history.
Bumphogenesis.
The potential ecological impact.
Right.
The ethical considerations.
The ethical considerations surrounding animal research and even the human element.
And the human element.
Of this story.
So the big takeaway.
I think this story, serves as a powerful reminder.
A powerful reminder.
That even seemingly isolated incidents can have far-reaching consequences.
Far-reaching consequences.
A caretaker. Leaving a door open.
Leaving a door open.
Might seem like a minor oversight.
A minor oversight.
But in this case.
But in this case.
It's triggered a chain of events.
A chain of events.
With potentially significant impacts.
Significant impact.
On the monkeys.
The monkeys.
The environment.
And even the community.
It's like that butterfly effect.
It is.
Small actions.
Small actions.
Big unpredictable consequences.
Big unpredictable consequences.
Precisely.
And it highlights.
It highlights
the interconnectedness.
The interconnectedness
of all living things.
Of all living things.
We can't exist in isolation. Right. Our actions impact the world around us.
They do.
And sometimes.
And sometimes.
Those impacts are felt.
In ways. We might not initially anticipate.
This whole experience has definitely been a roller coaster.
It has been a wild ride.
We've gone from monkey business.
Monkey business.
To serious discussions.
Serious discussions.
About ethics and responsibility.
Ethics and responsibility.
But one thing's for sure.
What's that?
This is a story.
This story.
That's captured the imagination.
It has.
Of people far and wide.
Absolutely.
It's a story.
It's a story that has something for everyone.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Mystery, adventure, science.
Ethics.
Ethics. And it's a story that's still unfolding.
And who knows what the next chapter will hold.
Who knows?
Will they recapture all the monkeys?
Will they?
Will Alphagenesis face serious consequences?
Good question.
Will these monkeys establish a new colony?
A new colony.
In South Carolina.
In South Carolina.
Only time will tell. Only time will tell.
It's a story that raises more questions.
It does, and it answers.
More questions than answers.
And that's part of what makes it so compelling.
That's the beauty of it.
Well said.
Well.
And on that note.
Okay.
I think it's time to wrap up.
Wrap it up.
This wild deep dive.
This wild deep dive.
We want to thank you.
We do.
For joining us on this journey.
On this journey.
And we encourage you.
Yes.
To stay curious.
To stay curious.
And keep exploring the world around you.
Keep exploring.
You never know.
You never know.
What fascinating stories you might uncover.
Until next time.